From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. This week, Governor Jay Nixon told reporters Republicans in Jefferson City are trying to balance the state budget on the backs of some of the state's neediest.
These are folks that are income challenged, that have significant disabilities.
Last week, the House Budget Committee voted to eliminate a state program that covers health care for blind people whose income's too high to otherwise qualify for Medicaid.
This is their lifeline for health care, and there aren't other options for them.
If I were not blind, I wouldn't qualify for Medicaid.
Jacqueline Peters was born blind.
So it's awful to say, but I'm thankful that the good Lord brought me to this life like I am.
She was one of a few dozen blind people in a crowd to hear the governor. Peters used to have a job, but now, in her golden years, survives on Social Security and the state blind pension. Not enough, she says, to pay for any kind of private insurance.
The cost of the health insurance would be so much, I wouldn't be able to pay it. So then, what good would it do me if I couldn't pay it? Then I wouldn't be able to eat or have a place to live.
I would be out on the street holding a cup, you know, trying to make ends meet. And without that medication, I would die.
Brad Manning, he's been blind for 17 years and suffers from diabetes.
I'm an insulin-dependent diabetic. I've been that all my life. That's what took my sight.
The medical bills are ongoing. He recently had a pancreas transplant and now takes anti-rejection drugs that cost thousands of dollars a month.
The doctor visits are real expensive, so is the medication.
The House budget proposal would eliminate $28 million in funding that currently pays for health care for about 2,800 blind Missourians. But Representative Ryan Silvey, who chairs the budget committee, says that would affect just 5% of blind people in the state.
And it's the 5% who have jobs and have an income. So it's not the poorest of the poor.
To qualify for the state health care, you must have less than $20,000 in assets, but there's no cap on income.
Someone could literally be making $100,000 a year, live in a home that they own themselves, and still qualify for this program as long as they didn't have over $20,000 in investment accounts or other assets.
The $28 million saved by cutting the program would go to higher education.
Since Governor Nixon took office, he's recommended cuts to higher education every year, totaling about 25% if we were to follow his original recommendation this year. We believe that that's simply unsustainable, that you can't continue to cut and cut and cut education while continuing to fund programs for people who exceed the income requirements for Medicaid.
Well, I love higher education. I'm the beneficiary of higher education. I have a college degree.
Gary Wunder is president of the National Federation of the Blind of Missouri.
All I know is that you shouldn't find the people in most need to try to get your money.
The full House of Representatives will consider the cuts after lawmakers return from break next week. Governor Nixon says if the House doesn't restore funding, he'll work with the Senate to do so. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.